Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about soup. Well, some people like to have soup for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. And while you're driving, you can have a sandwich, sort of. You can have sodas, absolutely. But eating soup while driving would be a mess. Well, if you turn soup into a smoothie and made it hot, so you've got a hot smoothie. Now, you've got things called smoothie machines, and you've got a whole bunch of different machines that extrude like a milkshake-like material. Now, milkshakes are cold. You don't want to eat cold soup. So we need a substance that binds the soup together to make it thicker, so it gives you that more full feeling, kind of like putting pasta in it. You get powdered pasta, and then you heat it up. So even hot and through a range of temperatures, it's still maintains roughly the same consistency. Put that in a nice insulated drink container. And now on your way to work, you can have breakfast, a nice thick soup that you can drink through a straw. So tomato soup would be a good example. I like tomato soup. You heat up some tomato soup, put it in a container, put a straw, and drink it on the way to work. Now, make it a little bit thicker, add in some other stuff, and you got, of course, got all those different flavorings. I mean, there's thousands of types of soup out there. And you mix them in a mixer to such a degree that they're thick, but they're still hot. And you can do a drive-through. And I think that would sell. I think we could make I would personally like to have it as a separate drive-thru, as a separate business, soup. And just sell soup and the soup add-ons. Soup in a sandwich, soup and, basically soup in a sandwich. Soup and a small variety of sandwiches and a large variety of soups and soup temperatures. Some people would want their soups very hot. You got your medium hot and you got your room temperature soups. I mean, there are different requests for that. It's like coffee temperatures. If you want your really, really hot coffee, you're going to get it from one location. You get your medium hot coffee, you get it from another location. But one location doesn't offer two different temperatures of coffee. I mean, you get your really hot coffee and you got to let it sit there for 10, 20 minutes till it's cool enough to actually drink. That's not me. I want my temperature at the temperature I want it. So when I go into a restaurant and if I order coffee, I actually order an ice drink, you know, ice water. So I take a couple of cubes of ice, put in my coffee, cool it down enough where I can actually drink it. Well, I think soups and coffee, to tell you the truth, should come at the temperature you want it. There should be like three different coffee pots, you know, the super hot variety, the medium hot, and warm. And let the people choose which heat they want. The same with the soups. You get tomato soup in three different varieties. You got minestrone and all those others. You have each one its own heat, and of course, all of them being able to drink through a straw, so you can do a drive-through. So in the early mornings, now the sandwiches, okay. In order because it's a drive-through instead of an open sandwich, you know. You do a wrap. burrito style. Breakfast burrito. You get a breakfast burrito and a breakfast soup. You can drive and eat those. And you've got a full meal. So, I think that would sell. I think that's a good business opportunity for you. Go out there, make your millions. Of course, I request my 10%. And if you need more advice, give me a call. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.